Listener's discretion is advised. To all of the parties who are listening here tonight on this Saturday edition of Random Stuff Season 4. Yes, we're still in Season 4 and in the middle of the summer, but what the hell, man? We're here. Now, in the midst of this summer, let's get to some stuff like Justin Haley, who has a contract now starting next year with Rick Ware Racing. Yes, you heard me correctly. Rick Ware Racing. That will be in the year 2024 after he is done driving that number 31 car for Colleague Racing. So this is a major shocker, folks. This cut came after maybe Shane Van Gisbergen is planning on maybe doing a full-time NASCAR Cup Series next year. Or maybe the fact that he's also going to drive the 91 car this year again at the Indianapolis Road Course. And he is not the only one that will be joining the list of all the full-time Cup Series drivers that will be driving at the Indianapolis Road Course next month. He will be joined by his fellow supercar rival, Brody Kostecki, who will be driving the 33 car for Richard Childress Racing. Yes, he'll be a one-time teammate with Kyle Busch and Austin Dillon. And Kamui Kobayashi will be driving the number 67 Toyota for the 2311 Racing. Now, Kobayashi currently participating in the IMSA/WEC endurance racing for the Toyota. Hold on a second. Yes, the Toyota Gazoo Racing for the endurance race. And of course, Jenson Button, the F1 world champion, who already has two Cup Series starts prior to this one, the one at Circuit of the Americas and the streets of Chicago where Shane Van Gisbergen won the race. And of course, the Indianapolis Road Course next month will be part of the doubleheader with the IndyCar Series. Of course, the IndyCar Series and the NASCAR Xfinity Series will race on the same day. That'll be Saturday. And of course, the following day will be the NASCAR Cup Series, well, which hopefully we might see some IndyCar drivers race at the Xfinity race Saturday. I don't know. Well, we'll see what happens. But why don't we actually start off with Jesse Watters, folks? Yes, you heard me correctly. Jesse Watters got called out by his mama during one of his primetime shows on Fox News, and here's what it looked like.
We have a very special guest on the line, a Democrat, my mom. Mom? Hello there, Mom. How have you enjoyed the show so far?
I have enjoyed the show. I want to say congratulations, Honey Bun. We are so proud of you and your accomplishments, and you've worked so hard. Now let's aim to have you keep your job. And to that end, I do have some suggestions.
Okay.
Do not tumble into any conspiracy rabbit holes. We do not want to lose you, and we want no lawsuits.
Okay.
Keeping, I have a list here. In keeping with the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm. We need you to be kind and respectful. Okay. You yourself mentioned that humble is a stretch, so I get that. Use your voice responsibly to promote conversation that maintains a narrative thread. There really has been enough Biden bashing, and the laptop is old. Perhaps you could suggest that your people take less interest, for example, in other people's bodies, and talk about that.
Now, I have one thing to say about that for Jesse Waters' mom. Jesse Waters is not going to listen to mom after that. You know, Jesse is still going to go after Hunter Biden and the laptop, and he'll go after every Democrat he sees as the enemy of the people. Kind of like what Donald Trump says. Enemy of the people. Now, I'll tell you what. That was a really, really, really great call from Jesse Waters' mom to probably embarrass the son. So this is probably a big moment in the, probably Jesse Waters' mom's life. Now, let's get to what happened last week. And, of course, the one thing in the minds of all the NASCAR drivers is, in the Cup Series and the Xfinity Series, there are a few more races left until the 2023 NASCAR playoffs begin. And, of course, John Hunter Nemechek and Martin Truex Jr. swept the weekend for Joe Gibbs Racing by winning the respective series races at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Now, here were the top five moments that were posted at the YouTube channel of NASCAR. So, here it is, folks.
It's the rare Monday afternoon NASCAR Cup race. The weather has pushed the start of this race 21 hours back, and we're just minutes away now from a green flag.
Now Marola gets loose. He's out of shape. He'll hit the outside wall. I don't know if the tire went down. Something amiss in Eric Almirola's car, and the race leader, who looked like he might have had a shot at his second win here in 3 years, has hit the outside wall.
Oh, the 18 gets into the rear bumper of the 1. The 1 goes around, stacked up behind him.
Yeah, he's clear the 18, though. And then right here, the 18 just gives him a shot in the rear bumper. I don't know how else to look at that.
One more time around. And around goes the 2. The caution comes out. That will end the race. Justin Allgaier is involved in it.
See, the car on his outside is laying back quite a bit, and they just don't go. And everybody's anticipating a launch, and they hadn't launched.
Martin Truex Jr., it took him 30 tries, but he's a winner, finally, at New Hampshire Motor Speedway.
Finally got that damn lobster. Hell yeah, boy!
And after the Pocono race week, there's just little time to waste because the playoffs are coming soon here on the 75th anniversary of NASCAR. So they need to go, and they need to go now to win or make it on points, or else you're not going to be contending for a championship. Now, speaking of all go now, Miranda Lambert is going on a rampage once again because of technology. And Nate Burleson of CBS Mornings has that covered.
My talk to the table is country superstar Miranda Lambert. She stopped a weekend concert in mid-song to call out fans who were taking pictures with their phones instead of listening. Check it out.
Something. Danny, I'm sorry. These girls are worried about their selfie and not listening to the song. It's pissing me off a little bit.
Lambert signaled for the fans in Las Vegas to sit down. The Grammy-winning singer was in the middle of her song, Tin Man, when she took that pause. And I think the fans spoke out and said they wanted to take selfies in the beginning, but the lighting was bad. And then I guess they found the right lighting towards the end of the show in the middle of her singing, which... I don't know.
In the defense of the fans, I mean, you know, it's a moment for them. And I know, true. I mean, she paid a lot of money. I think they should be able to take a selfie. That's coming from the selfie queen right here.
Yeah. Great selfies. I love being part of them when I can. But look, I hear you, but people take so much video at concerts, and it's just shaky video you're never going to show to anybody. And yeah. I don't understand. You paid so much money for that ticket.
Be in the moment.
Yeah, that is a very, 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 very debatable thing. And, of course, also, that will go off a spark. And it's so very debatable that made one of the moderators of The View walked off the stage again. Now, the next time that happened, Miranda Lambert should bring her gun, her powder, and her lead to scare people off. And also, maybe she should put it in all of her concerts and say, no technologies or phones or cameras allowed, and make it like a private thing. You know, like someone having a private concert and it's like, oh, nope, no flash photography and stuff. Or treat it less like a musical or a Broadway show. Or maybe one of like the game shows, like, oh, well, you can't bring your phone in and put it in, confiscate it, live it in a moment. Like, pretend nothing happened. And speaking of living in a moment... Next year, Major League Baseball is going to have their All-Star Game in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Yes, Globe Life Field from Arlington, Texas, will be the site for the 2024 MLB All-Star Game. And we may not, or... Nope. Greg Abbott is not boycotting the MLB anyways. Speaking of all the butting heads, Becky Lynch just headbutted Zoe Stark on the July 17th edition of Monday Night Raw after taking that face mask off of Trish Stratus. Well, here's the audio version of it with Corey Graves being, you know, overly protective.
The man's not messing around here.
Oh no, not in the face. Oh no. Becky Lynch, too quick, too strong. That is a medically prescribed protective piece of apparatus. Trish's face, and Becky just headbutted Zoe with it. Someone should file a complaint.
Well, maybe Corey Graves should go be a lawyer. Wait, he needs to go have a law degree or a license to do law. And maybe be Trish Stratus' attorney. Or better yet, maybe, this is going crazy, but maybe Corey Graves should break up with Carmella and then be with Trish Stratus just because Corey Graves is just worshipping Trish Stratus like an idol, if you know what I mean. Now, we gotta have some stuff to do, but after this brief ad, folks, we're gonna get to a throwback from Jimmy Kimmel and the late Fred Willard on the concept of how Donald Trump should not be teased. This was back in the year 2019 of the edition of Jimmy Kimmel Live. Well, I'll tell you more about it. But anyways, just stay tuned, folks, on this Saturday edition of Random Stuff Season 4.
For those who enjoy the finer things, the ones who blaze their own trails, when you demand high performance, All roads lead to New Hope, Minnesota. Redmond's popcorn. Unparalleled design. Unrivaled comfort. And able to pop from 0 to 60 in 2.3 seconds. It's the only popcorn to receive J.D. Power & Associates Award for Midsize Luxury Snack. Now available in exclusive finishes like banana pudding, chili cheese, Butterfinger, and for those looking to kick it up a gear, hot barbecue. How does Redmond's get every bite perfectly coated with flavor? Let's just say they go the extra mile. Only Redmond's popcorn is engineered for excellence. In fact, it's so good.
I'm eating it right now. I know I probably should have waited till I finished recording this, but damn, this stuff is good.
For current sales events, visit the dealership at 2738 Winnetka Avenue, Suite 150B. Redmond's Popcorn. Buckle your tongue, because your mouth is in for the ride of its life. Redmond.
Back, folks, on this Saturday edition of Random Stuff. Now let's get to a throwback segment I like to call Throw It Back. In this Throw It Back segment, we're gonna revisit back in the year 2019, where people are still sensitive because they get bullied. In fact, former President Trump got bullied so many times, the House Republicans decided to take action against Democrats by putting the stuff that, let's just say, he doesn't want to be named and bullied. And you know what? I think Jimmy Kimmel knows about this one more than I do, so why don't we just go to him?
Related to the Russia investigation and obstruction ramp up, Republicans in the House have come up with a list of words they don't want Democrats to use when describing the president. For real. Republicans sent this list of no-no words to the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. These are words they say violate longstanding congressional rules. Words like crook, con man, corruption, demagogue, draft dodger, misogynist, racist, sexual. Basically, they don't want him to call him anything he is. So, which is very unusual. And I wanted to learn more about this. So we reached out to the ranking Republican on the committee, and he joins us tonight. Please welcome him now, Representative Bill Frederick of Missouri. Representative Frederick, thank you for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Hi, Jim. Hold on a second, please. Dimwit, Ding Dong, Dingleberry, Dipstick, Doucheburger, Draft Dodger. Ah, here we go. Dumbass.
Oh, wait. Are all those cards things you don't want Democrats calling the president?
No, this is just A through F.
Oh.
A lot of Fs, Jimmy.
Oh, I'll bet, yeah.
Failure,
uh-huh.
Fascist,
uh-huh.
Fathead,
uh-huh.
Felon, fire, fool.
Oh, wait, fraud. Fire? Why fire?
Fire, 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 fire. Fire, comma, dumpster.
Oh,
it's
I
also
see.
Under D. I filed it both ways.
I got you. It's an alphabetical thing.
Yes. I started out trying to organize them by category, you know,
uh-huh.
Collusion, corruption, racism, senility. Spelling,
uh-huh.
It got too complicated.
I can see that. It is very complicated. And where do all these descriptive words come from? Where do you get them?
Brainstorming, mostly.
Uh-huh.
We also have a kid monitoring social media.
Oh, I see.
In fact,
okay.
Here he is now. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, hi, kid.
What do you got for
you?
Us, Michael? Yeah. Oh, well, this is exactly what we're talking about. I mean, Grandpa Grab Ass.
Oh, really?
Sir Gropes a Lot.
Oh.
Oompa Kalumpa.
Oh, no.
Vladimir Pumpkin.
Oh, no.
This kind of language is totally unacceptable.
Yeah, I agree, but can you really stop the Democrats from using those kind of words?
Have you ever read the Congressional Rules of Conduct, Jim?
I can't say that I have, no.
Well, the rules are very clear. Members may not, under any circumstances, verbally denigrate the president by using derogatory language like, well, here, McNugget Brain.
Uh-huh, right.
Bloatus.
Uh-huh.
Uncle Scam.
Right.
Uncle Yam.
Uh-huh.
Eric's Dad.
Oh, that one's too much. But Congressman, Donald Trump, I will point out, calls people mean things all the time. He's famous for it. So surely you could see how people might consider this to be a double standard.
No.
No?
Jim, look, I know you Hollywood liberals don't care for this president, okay?
Yeah.
I get this. But this is not about Donald Trump.
It isn't?
No. This is about respecting the office of the presidency. No president of either party should be called stuff like, well, here.
What?
Moronald McDonald.
Oh, my goodness.
Commander in Cheese Whiz.
Oh, no.
The Great White Dope.
Oh, yeah.
The Spraytanic Verses.
Uh-huh.
Putin's Labradoodle.
Oh, yeah.
Mar-a-Lard-ass.
Oh, no.
Colossomy Bag with a Twitter account.
That's too much.
Spanky Doodle. Donald Plump.
Okay,
Old Faithful. Human Chernobyl. Good old Orange Penis.
Oh, well, I think we get the idea. So, but thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you, Jimmy.
Yes, we will be best.
I guess all of these take a toll in hurting Trump's feelings. Yes. Now the GOP is having their feelings hurt because all the big names. And yet, when they call other people names, they just use it as a win and they laugh. And other people do that get triggered also. So it's like double standard, really. It is a double standard. I think they really, really laugh at them. But that's okay. That's the world we live in now. Getting triggered easily is the only way that you're going to get people to get in trouble. But until then, after this brief ad, we're going to listen to a song, so stay tuned, folks.
Are you tired of woke brands cramming their liberal agendas down your throat? Then cram these down instead. Mr. Paul's Cisgender Fish Sticks, the antidote to the left-wing corporations who want to tell you how to think.
Wait, what's in these?
We start with 100% fresh Atlantic cod. Then our team of marine psychologists.
Did you say marine psychologists?
Quiet, cuck. Then our team of marine psychologists make sure each and every delicious, unsustainably caught cod identifies as his or her confirmed biological gender, just as Jesus tweeted.
I don't think fish can be trans.
Not in this box they can't.
That's not what I meant.
Mr. Paul's Cisgender Fish Sticks, assigned delicious at birth.
I think it's a boy.
Yeah, taste the penis, Mr. Paul.
And we back, folks. Now let's get to some Filipino music. Yes, I said Filipino music. And this one is from a comedian. Now, here is the performance, the album version of Joy in My Heart. Here's comedian, the legendary comedian, Michael V.
Can't win with joy in my heart.
tequila na, wag ka na magulo, wag ka na kumabila. I can't wait with joy in my heart.
And that was Michael V, one of the legendary comedians in the Filipino showbiz, with that song Joy in My Heart, which is also featured on a Filipino soap brand called Joy Ultra. Yes, it's a soap, a liquid dishwashing soap, and you should see it on YouTube and, of course, all the other things. You can listen to that song on Spotify. Now, after this brief ad, we wrap up the Saturday edition of Random Stuff Season 4, so stay tuned, folks. Closed captioning for this podcast is brought to you by the following.
Were you inspired by the January 6th rioters, but aren't sure how to insurrect in a non-English-speaking country? Well, now you can, with Kuolingo. The only app that teaches you how to unsuccessfully overthrow your government in over 70 languages. Whether it's Spanish, German, Chinese, or even Swedish, we've helped thousands go from hunting speakers.
Where are you, Nancy? We're looking for you!
To language speakers.
Je suis en prison.
So try Kuolingo today. Kuolingo, available in most languages, except whatever this is. Ananamas.
The state of Louisiana is banning minors from accessing websites whose pornographic content exceeds 30%. Introducing Pornhub. Pornhub is the only adult entertainment site comprised of one-third explicit images and two-thirds public records from the Louisiana Department of Housing and Urban Development. Pornhub has all the information you need about first-time homebuyer incentives, eviction protection, disaster relief, and horny stepmilfs who want it so bad they can't get enough. This month, Pornhub starts the year with big natural hot tub lesbians and an in-depth interview with U.S. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Marsha Fudge. Pornhub, 30% hot, as directed by law. Void where prohibited. Prohibited where void. Use promo code Fudge for 30% off your first 30 days.
Apologies from Marsha.
And bye.
At ConocoPhillips, we drill oil in the most inhospitable places on Earth, from the baking desert to the frozen tundra. And when burning that oil causes the tundra to become unfrozen, we don't give up. We refreeze that tundra using giant chillers. And when burning the oil to power the chillers causes catastrophic hurricanes and flooding, we don't back down. We build a humongous impenetrable dome over our drills and move inside with all our money. Food runs low, but we don't quit. We turn to cannibalism, feasting on human flesh to keep on drilling until the Earth's destroyed and everyone's dead. But do we quit then? Yes, then I guess we quit. ConocoPhillips, maybe we didn't think this through.
Well, we do appreciate your honesty. It's just...
Folks, that is it for this Saturday edition of Random Stuff Season 4. Now, be sure to tune in tomorrow for the Sunday edition of Random Stuff once again. So, good night, folks.